Hey everyone, and welcome! Today we are going to tackle one of Pilates' most iconic and, let's be honest, most challenging exercises, the teaser. So if you've ever found yourself wondering, how on earth do they do that? Well, you are in exactly the right place. We're going to demystify this thing piece by piece.
Okay, so here's our game plan. Think of it like a roadmap to success. First, we'll figure out what we're even aiming for. Then we'll build that solid foundation, kick things up a notch with some challenges, look at the common pitfalls and how to fix them, and finally, we'll make this whole thing work for you.
All right, so first things first, before we jump in, we need to know where we're going, right? So what is the teaser? Really, let's define it.
Okay, I know this sounds super technical, but stick with me, because the secrets are all right here. Segmental thoracic flexion isn't just sitting up, it's about peeling your spine off the floor, vertebra by vertebra, and controlled lever management. That's just a fancy way of saying you're handling the weight of your arms and legs with total, absolute precision. This isn't about just flinging yourself up. It's a super coordinated event.
So, to put it simply, we're not just, you know, yanking ourselves up off the floor. The real goal here is to get the entire front of your body working together in this one beautiful, seamless motion. It's a true test of your stability and that deep, fine-tuned strength.
Okay, you can't build a skyscraper on sand, right? Same idea here. Let's start this journey by building a really solid foundation with the first two versions of the teaser.
So we're going to start with teaser one. Think of this as our training ground. The whole point here is just to learn that peeling motion and find your balance without having to deal with the heavy load of both legs. It's all about building that muscle memory first.
Okay, let's really look at the sequence here. Now, pay close attention to how this whole thing starts. With just a simple chin nod. That little move is what protects your neck and makes sure you're using control, not just momentum. And notice the roll down. It's just as deliberate, right? It starts from the pelvis. That return trip is just as important as the way up.
You know, a great way to think about this is that your body has two different teams working on this move. You've got your mobilizers. Those are the big movers, like your six-pack abs that are doing the heavy lifting. But honestly, the real MVPs here are the stabilizers. These are your deep core muscles, the ones that anchor your shoulders and your hips. They're the ones keeping everything steady so you don't wobble all over the place. That's the secret sauce.
All right, so now that we get how those two teams work together, let's dial up the challenge. It's time to bring that second leg into the mix with the classic teaser two.
So with both legs up, the real test of your control is actually on the way down. The big challenge is to keep that perfect V shape, holding the angle of your legs steady as your torso lowers. Resisting that urge to just collapse back onto the mat, that's what builds that real deep core endurance.
Okay, our foundation is solid. It's time to level up. These advanced versions are all about mastering the super fine details of control.
Now here's a little insider tip that might actually surprise you. Take a look at the order on this timeline. For a lot of people, controlling the torso in teaser 4 is actually easier than controlling the heavy weight of the legs in teaser 3. So the lesson here is to listen to your body. You don't have to master these in perfect numerical order. It's not a test.
I love these variations because they really isolate different challenges. So teaser 3, that tests your ability to control your legs while your torso stays rock solid. Teaser 4 flips that script. It tests your torso control while your legs stay steady. And teaser 5, well, that's kind of the final boss, right? It adds the long lever of your arms for the absolute ultimate stability challenge.
All right, now for the really juicy stuff. Let's talk about where this move can go wrong, and more importantly, how to fix it. These are the pro tips that are going to help you nail this when a lot of people struggle.
So this is probably the number one most common mistake, the rib flare. The second you see that lower back start to arch, it's a giant flashing sign that your deep core has checked out. The fix? It's all about feeling that connection. Use your exhale to literally feel your ribs knitting down towards your hips. That creates this unshakable center.
Oh, I absolutely love this cue. It just perfectly captures the feeling you're going for. Think about it. A catapult is all momentum. It's explosive. But a sticker? That's a slow, deliberate, sequential peel. That's your teaser. You're articulating your spine off the mat, inch by beautiful inch.
Okay, this mental image, this is your secret weapon for stability, especially in those advanced versions. Just picture a full teacup balanced perfectly on your lower belly.
As you lower your legs in teaser 3 or roll your torso in teaser 4, your one and only mission is to not spill a single drop. That's what true pelvic control feels like.
And last but not least, let's talk about energy. Your legs aren't just dead weight you're hauling around. Imagine they are powerful laser beams shooting straight out from your hips. And your arms aren't just floating there. They're like powerful pistons moving with real intention. When you have that kind of active energy through your limbs, it actually makes your center feel lighter.
You know, this number might be the single most important takeaway from this whole thing. In Pilates, and especially with an exercise like the teaser, quality always crushes quantity, every single time. So forget about trying to bang out 10 sloppy reps. The real magic, that deep strength and control you're looking for, is found in perfecting just 3 to 5 beautiful, mindful reps.
Okay, let's wrap up with what is honestly the most important part of all, making this exercise work for your body. Because the perfect teaser isn't some rigid shape you have to force yourself into, it's one that honors your own unique anatomy. Think of this slide as your personal toolkit. It gives you options. If your neck starts to get tense, hey, use your hands for a little help. If your hamstrings are screaming at you, a tiny little bend in the knees can make all the difference. The goal is always to find the challenge, but in a way that's safe and actually effective for you. And of course, it's absolutely vital to know when this exercise might not be the right choice for you right now. If you're dealing with any of these conditions, it's always, always best to listen to your body and check in with a professional. Safety first, period. So just remember, the goal here isn't just to strike the final pose and snap a picture. It's really about mastering the journey of getting there. The control, the breath, the strength you build with every single rep, that's the real prize. So there you have it. The map is in your hands. You've got the steps, you've got the pro cues, and you've got the tools to make it your own. The only question left is, which teaser are you going to work on first?